Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand and Tag. You're it.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy. And today is the 21st of September, Saturday.
And
This is a nice weekend, Lisa. We have a really nice weekend that's blossoming because at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, the moon will trine Mercury. Our emotions are intact. We feel we can express our emotions with ease.
ooh, you know what comes in with that is the Hierophant. We've already had the Emperor and the High Priestess. The Hierophant is a match for the High Priestess, where she's the intuitive, receptive feminine. This is the active masculine, but it's all on that higher order. The Emperor has got an advisor, and that's usually like the Pope or the Counselor General or Prime Minister. That's this one. So it's that check and balance. What are the stories, that Mercury trine? What are the stories that you've operated under about what you should or shouldn't do? And the caution here is not to overtalk it, or if you do overtalk it, see what's there in the chatter, because there's probably more of the inherited shoulds than there is the authentic yes and no. All right, today's a good day not to should on yourself. It's like, no. The minute you're shoulding, you're in somebody else's story. Okay, it's like, what is that right it place to engage, not act for you? What else have we got?
Well, this won't perfect this enter this aspect won't perfect until 11:11 p.m. Tonight, Saturday night, but we're feeling it all day because it's within orb by the time we wake up, and as the day progresses, it's going to get a stronger and stronger feeling. And what is that? That is the Pluto Sun trine. That's primal energy. That's creativity. That is
Formative,
trans totally transformative. It's intense. It's primal natural energies, instincts, potency.
Pluto always takes us underground. We have to dig deep. And this one, again, it's like looking for where outside authorities are dictating to you. But what I really want to emphasize here is, what are you looking for in conversations? Because we had that Mercury, to help boost this. What are you looking for in conversations? Because that Pluto pulls in, what's the hidden story underneath it about who's in power and who isn't? When you make sure that you're claiming your high ground, that you get to decide what's best for you, remember, no shoulding on yourself. And then you can engage in any number of different ways to help express that. It helps you tolerate differences. And it helps show other people what it feels like to safely tolerate differences. Me doing what I do, or me believing what I believe, doesn't threaten you. We can still stay connected and feel differently or express it differently. So let that give you a whole new structure that that hierarchical, it's like, oh, this is what I feel, this is how I act on it. That's that structure that's a match for the High Priestess, which is a marriage of action and intention, head and heart expressed through you. Yeah, that's a not an easy day necessarily, because Pluto always requires us to dig a little deeper, but that's a good day.
This is a great time to create something that you've been wanting to get out, right? This is creative potency here.
Yeah, exactly. And that potency, I will tell you right now, belongs in the better story of you. Tell the right story, the true story of you, because it's unstoppable. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Bye, everyone.